Michigan took a step closer to putting money down on the table for Detroit's grand bargain. The newly formed House Committee on Detroit's Recovery and Michigan's Future approved yesterday an 11-bill package that would see the state send $194.8 million to Detroit, and it would create a panel to oversee city finances for at least 13 years. At this moment, the bills are being voted on in the entire House. We're joined now by the chair of that House committee, Republican from Livonia, State Representative John Walsh. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much.
As you chaired the committee, Representative, and went through the hearings, what were your biggest concerns about this package?
Well, we wanted to have a very careful balance of an investment by the state to bring the funds necessary to be part of the global settlement of the bankruptcy, and at the exact same time assure our citizens that the money would be used appropriately, that it would be invested in the city's future, and have some ability to have oversight so that we can have some degree of assurance it won't fall back into bankruptcy. It was a very delicate balance because we want the city to run itself. We want the mayor and the council to have their authority, but our taxpayers do have the right to have an opportunity for some period to oversee the use of the funds.
Tell me what you believe makes this package of $194.8 million. Why is this a good deal for Michigan taxpayers?
The money is big, to be sure, but if we don't settle, I'll just give you a few figures that move me considerably. The cuts to the pensioners would have to be so severe in the absence of state money that it's, on a conservative estimate, there would be about $270 million in additional cost to the state over 20 years because of the social safety net. There's so many pensioners would fall into that social safety net, we'd have a cost of $270 million. So I think right there alone, it's a good deal. Number two, we're going to save over $20 million a year on litigation fees. We'll avoid the uncertainty of having a bankruptcy linger over the top of us for that period of time. And that lingering over us has a cost. The city can't borrow on the markets at a competitive rate. The state has an impact as a result of the bankruptcy, and even other local municipalities. So bringing resolution saves the state money. It helps our pensioners keep their dignity. It helps remove this cloud over our state and give us a chance to move forward.
And now as it moves forward to the full House, what do you hear from your caucus? Aren't there just going to be lawmakers, possibly even a majority of lawmakers, who say they don't want to bail out Detroit? I mean, we hear that time and time again.
There are people who feel that way, and they reflect the frustration that a lot of our citizens hold, and it's not a Republican or a Democratic position. I maintain it's a concerned citizen's position. The easy answer is no. We just don't want to fund. We just don't want to bail out. But when you look at the totality of what's at risk, not just for Detroit, but the entire state of Michigan, the proper answer is the balanced package that we've put forward to allow us all to move forward.
Now, we've heard that the Koch brothers, through the group Americans for Prosperity, are promising to do whatever they can to torpedo this so-called grand bargain. Can you envision them being able to do that by putting pressure on Republican state lawmakers, perhaps those who haven't made up their minds yet?
They certainly can try. It's their First Amendment right to advocate as they see fit. I don't believe that they'll be successful in torpedoing this. We have made a powerful, balanced, legal, financial, economic, and conservative argument for doing this. I don't know to what depth AFP has looked into all of the details on this package, but they might have some impact, but I don't think it torpedoes the deal.
Now, what do you hear in conversations with members of the state Senate? What kind of reception do you think this package will get once it hits the Senate?
Right now, they're not engaged because they are primarily focused on roads, and they just passed out a minimum wage bill or package last week. So even though we all work in the same capital and we're together often, each chamber tends to focus on the bills that are right in front of them. I sense receptivity. There's going to be some work to educate their members, both Republican and Democrat, as to what the bill package is. But I'm not sensing outright hostility or I'm not concerned. It's going to take work. But I think there will be receptivity to the package.
Representative Walsh, the name of the committee that you chaired, the Committee on Detroit's Recovery and Michigan's Future, did you help craft that name, I'm wondering?
I sat down with Speaker Bolger when we were talking about what the committee might look like. And I have to say it was his suggestion, and I had the proud opportunity to agree.
And what does that name say to you?
What it says is Detroit is part of the state, and it is. It's 7% of our population. If you take a look at Detroit and then the Tri-County area, we have 38% of our population in just those three counties, and yet it produces 44% of our tax base, the revenue. So we're intertwined, and the sooner that we can get Detroit healthy, the better our entire state can do.
Republican State Representative John Walsh, who chaired the House Committee on Detroit's Recovery and Michigan's Future. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.